Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you, you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Chuckle Sandwich Podcast. My name is Schlatt, and I'm joined by my favorite two co-hosts on the planet.
Hey guys, it's me, Charlie Slimesicle.
What's poppin'? It's Ted Nivison.
And oh my god, guys, I am so excited we have the best guest on the planet.
Who?
I'm gonna tell you all about her. Let me look through my script here. She is one of the most popular women streamers on Twitch.
Okay.
She's talented. She's okay.
Very good.
Attractive.
Nice.
They'll like that.
And she's here right now. What's your name?
Hi, everybody. Hi. So glad to be here. And during Women's Month.
Not Women's Month.
The first female.
Happy Women's Month, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Not
to
Women's
the
Month.
Other women.
Every month is Women's Month. Editor, keep that in. Keep that in.
That's just a lie. That's just a lie. But okay.
Yeah. Welcome, Minx, to the Chuckle Sandwich Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
I'm so happy we're here because, you know, that whole intro I gave you was a complete lie. Not only is your popularity diminishing, causing you to lower on the list of popular female streamers every month.
Holy shit.
But you're also fucking ugly. You've got two ugly cats. Your microphone is bigger than your head.
Maybe just take
somehow.
One second on the head size. Maybe what? Wait for that to come up. Maybe just wait on that.
No, I'm not done. I put so much effort into this fucking podcast and all my videos that I upload once a month. And all you do every single day, Minx, is sit in front of a camera and pretend to get upset. Pretend to get upset. You don't even care, man. You don't know what it's like to be me. To be a male content creator.
Is this Schlatt's Meninist arc or something? What's going on here?
He just wants to fuck me, dude.
That's not true!
It's sexual fucking energy.
Minx, let it be known.
And
at the
Wiki
beginning of this,
house
no, no, no. We're gonna,
so
we're, we have to say it. We're going to say this right now, okay? Yeah. We wanted to ask, like,
to be
Minx,
a woman,
what's it like to be a woman in gaming, to be a woman on Twitch? Before we started the podcast, Minx said...
You said in gaming? Do you see my hours they're spent in just chatting, you fool? You got the wrong girl if you wanted someone to talk about gaming.
She's gaming her subs for money.
You're gaming your viewers for money.
God.
Let it be known.
Come on.
Well, she's not doing any hot tub streams yet.
I ordered one.
Okay.
You ordered a whole hot tub?
No, it was a kid's paddle pool.
Yeah, that's an interesting topic.
Just get a little bubbler in there.
Because that's sort of the meta right now, Minx. And I feel like you could probably speak on this given how much you stream on Twitch. The three of us, we don't really stream that much right now, but what's going on? All right, what's going on Twitch right now, dude?
Look, you know what?
I hear it's soggy over there.
That's nasty. You're nasty. That's disgusting. That's disgusting. But
what's
it
wrong?
It is. Look. It's a hard. I don't know. I like it because Amaranth's
soggin
in the game,
pogging,
and I love Amaranth. You
over
stop.
There.
You stop. Man, just don't say the word soggy. Anything else? Soggy is a
choppy.
Disgusting. No.
Moist.
Okay, so...
Moist is overrated.
No. Ted, please tell him to stop.
Minx, you know that if you make like a kissy face, you can smell your mustache?
No! Don't! Editor, cut that out! Cut that out!
He said that before on the podcast. I apologize for my two colleagues, yeah. Minx, thus far.
He's still sniffing, Ted.
We are so lucky to have you on the Chuckle Sandwich podcast. You know, I mean, Schlatt sort of botched the intro there, but I mean, Minx is a popular Twitch streamer. She streams, as she said, mainly just chatting, but she also does some gaming too. She's done Minecraft in the past.
She dates Minecrafters.
Oh gosh, in her past as well.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, Minx, what brought you into the world of Twitch streaming? Let us know. Let the world know.
All right. This is how I came to become a Twitch streamer. There was a girl called Cherry Orr S. She had like 100,000 subs. She played Call of Duty. I saw her 7 years ago. I thought she was very funny. I followed her. Then I saw she was this Twitch streamer, so I subbed to her. And then
sound like it's such a labor. Like we brought you on the podcast to talk, Minx.
This is the third show and tell this week. Just going through the motions.
It's just like it's not an exciting story. It's cute. Don't get me wrong. I've got a better story. No,
I've got a better story.
Hang on.
No,
I don't want to hear his story. Before you let Schlatt sniff his mustache again, how about this? Because I don't want to just let this fall by the wayside. Okay. What did you start with? What did you start doing? Because when I looked at your channel, I saw that the first available video was Lucio Ball Strats. And immediately, I was intrigued. I was intrigued by that.
God.
How did it all start? What did you start making? I want to know. Put it all out on the table.
No, but Justin Minx wasn't my first channel. This is so embarrassing. A lot of people know this, but I started as Panda online. And then I got called a furry. Yeah, no, it was. I'm not. It was.
She's obviously uncomfortable. It was Panda Growls. You don't have to press the question.
With a Z. Panda Growls with a Z.
Panda Growls.
Yeah. All my videos are private.
You know, I just meant it as a question. I feel like I'm now like. strangling the answer out of you.
No, I started with Dead by Daylight on that other channel. Oh, really? And then I moved to Justin Minx and I started with Overwatch.
Was it?
And then I realized gaming as a girl doesn't work out, so you got to go to just chatting.
Was it funny moments or was it like legitimate like gaming strategy?
No, it was not. It was just me playing the fucking game. It wasn't even good. Like it wasn't an interesting. Yeah, I don't know why.
How dare you, Charlie, for even asking?
Actually, no. But my first.
No, I'm with Minx on this, Charlie. That was a rough question to ask, dude.
Oh
come
my
on.
God, I'm sorry.
Wait. You guys remember? You know PewDiePie's Amnesia Days. Stefano, yeah. Mr. Chair.
Of course,
I have YouTube videos of me playing the exact Amnesia maps he would play. Every single one, I would just copy him.
I consider myself the Mr.
But I was 12 or 13 at the time.
You carried Stefano around?
No, I didn't, but I would give names, try be cool like him. I'd be like, oh, Mr. Door, why are you blocking me? It was...
Hey, it's all right, no shame. I think the first thing I uploaded, and it's funny because it didn't actually upload because there was a 15-minute limit, was Slender episode 1, and I did the exact same thing, baby.
Oh, yes, right, YouTube used to have a limit on how long the videos could be.
15 minutes before you got verified.
and now it's if it's not under, if it's not over 15 minutes long, it gets no views at all.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, Minx, sorry we had to waterboard that answer out of you. I have a question that's a little more, you know, up your alley, I think.
Oh, jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Is it about pegging?
Is there a third channel we should know about?
No, it's not about pegging.
Okay, then I'm not going to be interested.
You died in a car crash.
It's time to wake up, Minx.
No, I'm being serious. Minx died in a car crash.
I did die.
Then who's on the show right now?
No, I got revived, like in a video game.
Oh, obviously, you got better. You got better.
They brought her back.
You actually, your heart stopped?
Yeah, but it was only for like a minute or two. But listen, Christian's tune out here right now. because I thought I was asleep during that time. I woke up to people saying, like, my mom sobbing and my dad, like,
oh my God.
My dad sobbing and my mom throwing up. But I thought I was asleep. So that kind of took me out of Christianity. I believed in heaven. I was, you know, I'm a Catholic girl. I grew up in all girls Catholic school. I sung in choir every Sunday, practiced in the church every Friday. And then I died and everything seemed to be a lie because it just felt like I was asleep.
Okay, so wait, holy, let me get this straight. So you've actually experienced what it is like to die.
Yeah.
So, and what you're telling this our audience right now, this is an exclusive, you know, interview now with a dead then not dead person. It's just like falling asleep. So none of us should be afraid of death.
I like that you're like, I like that you're like, I don't like to talk about my first channel because it was called Panda and people called me a furry. Also, there's no God. I was there. Yeah,
no, well, easy peasy like to talk about
the time that I literally died.
That's fucking insane.
Well, what the fuck happened?
Kids don't get into heaven. I mean, lately I kind of believe that.
How did you die?
Yeah, how did you die, Minx?
Oh, so it was actually during my first ever seizure. Shout out epilepsy. Mm. You know, my mom, my dad didn't know what it was, and they were too dumb to not wait for the ambulance. Mom and Dad, if you're watching this, I do love you, and I would do the same in your position. So instead of waiting for the ambulance that they called, as I'm flopping around like a fish, don't even want to see the angles from there. Dad like put me in the back of the car, and it's like December, Christmas time. He's driving down the road, rushing, speeding over the limit, and he turns. There's ice. Boo! Car flips into the railing. Shout out to that railing.
Flipped.
Yeah, like, oh, I think it was
my
twice.
My God.
Holy shit.
Okay, so it was bad because you were having what do you call it? An epileptic episode? Is that what it would be?
Yeah, seizure. Yeah, a fit or a seizure, whichever. Yeah. One.
And then it then got worse because then you were in a snowy car crash
and then you
the
died.
Way to the hospital.
Yeah, but look, bless up Dad, he turned the corner and I fell out of the, you know, flopping
bless
around
up,
in the back.
Bless up, Dad. You Tokyo drifting around the corner.
No. You know the back seats? I was falling, so I fell down between the seats, like, at the bottom. So he was freaking out, tried to reach back up to, like, try prop me up because, you know, homie's, like, foaming at the mount and whatever. Uh-huh. So as he was turning the corner, he, like, didn't turn properly and the car flipped. But listen, this is the best part of the story. My favorite local restaurant in the town that we lived, the girl that I know from the restaurant was driving home in a taxi. Like, it was late. It was 2 a.m. So, technically, she saved my life. My mom and dad were so grateful for her because she saw the car crash and was like, oh, let's take her to the hospital. And that was by the time, you know, homie went beep, dead, heart stopped. And the hospital was only like a minute away.
Did you die from the seizure or did you die from the crash? Or
I think
it was
like a double negative kind of situation.
That's the fun thing. We'll never know. They never even knew what my epilepsy was.
They both helped.
They said it's... they worked together to, you know, just stop me. They worked together.
So you were dead after the car crash and they drove you the rest of the way to the hospital and they brought you back to life?
Yeah, I still don't know because my mom refuses to talk about the story properly with me because it's a trigger for her. I'm like, okay, you're not the one that died, mom, but get over it.
Are you all right talking about this stuff? Is it like you're something you're pretty open
about? I don't remember shit. I remember fucking seizing out and then then just nodding and then waking up in the hospital and not feeling. I thought I was paralyzed, low key. I couldn't move. Like the below my neck would not move for I think 2 hours. So anyone with epilepsy, don't worry, you don't get paralyzed.
Sure. Yeah. So another question about that, Minx. Why did they bring you back to life?
Oh Jesus.
Swat! What?
What? The fuck?
given all this, what easily is the hardest, most traumatic thing we've had on the podcast so far? What part of the sandwich do you think you are?
I can't believe you just said that. I can't believe you just called into question the hospital people. Like, they would recognize. They were like, oh, this one? Yeah, no, cut it off. Cut it off. They pull the doctors out of the room. They lock the door. throw just away
written,
the key.
Written in Sharpie on her body, just like, do not resuscitate.
They already put the body bag over me.
I'm not worth it.
Her parents say she wanted to be a streamer when she grows up. They zip up the body bag.
Oh my God.
No, they probably would have let me go in that case. They thought I had goals back then.
Oh shit.
Oh my goodness.
Oh fuck. Wow. Okay.
Wow. This, well, yeah, this, she's alive now. And she's on the Chuckle Sandwich podcast.
On the podcast. And this does, it's a perfect segue. You know, given that you've experienced death, what part of the sandwich are you?
Mayonnaise.
Fuck you. No, you're not. Whoa. No, you're not. Mayonnaise. I'm the mayonnaise.
This might be a problem.
Yeah, we already established that Ted is the butt ends of the bread, and he's enclosing us.
I'm the meat.
He's enclosing us. Exactly. Charlie is the meat. He's the schmeat. And I'm the mayo. I'm the soppy. I'm the
this sandwich as a whole is gonna get a whole lot squelchy.
I'm the moist.
No tomato, no onion, no lettuce.
I increase the mouthfeel.
Yeah, this is more like a chowder at this point, guys, with this much mayo.
That's disgusting. That's not sad. There should be lettuce. There should be mayo.
Only one of us can be the mayo, and it's
someone's
gotta
make the damn sacrifice. Someone's gotta be the lettuce.
Fine, I'll be the pineapple.
How about this?
Oh,
how did you get there?
What the fuck?
No. Pieces or ring? Is it like a ring or is it like
I'm kind
pieces?
Of offended that you even thought that was an option, Minx.
No, it is an option.
Minx, yeah. Riddle me this.
The sandwich is free form, it's open-ended, but pineapple is, it's a little fucked.
I've got a pretty good suggestion for something you could put on the sandwich, Minx, that you could be. Are you ready to hear it? I think
Minx!
You know...
Minx!
I think that you could potentially be maybe a pickle.
They didn't bring you back so you could put cum on the chuckle sandwich, Minx!
I would say that you could be a pickle, Minx, because, I mean, whenever I've watched your streams, it sort of looks like you've just emerged out of a brine.
Dude, what the hell is going on? What is the energy on this podcast today?
Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you, you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Holy shit, guys.
Like the nasty vinegar juice?
Yeah.
And this is what like a brine is. Right?
I like that.
I'm surprised you didn't fight to be the mayo, given how fucking pale and discolored your face is.
Well, look, okay, I'll be the garlic sauce. Garlic sauce mayo. Yeah, garlic mayo. Okay. Garlic
that's a good
mayo.
One. I like
garlic
that.
Garlic mayo's good. It's still mayo, but it's like spicier than boring normal mayo.
Well, at that point, we might as well just scratch the mayo, right? If we already have garlic mayo, we've got that.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't really need mayo anymore.
Actually, incorrect. You can have like half and half.
I'll give you this. Mayo? I'll give you this. I mean, if you've got the mayo and then you've got some sort of garlic, mix them two together, you got a pretty nice garlic aioli right there.
Huh? Mm,
that is true.
Did you say aioli?
It would also aioli.
Oh.
Do you know what an aioli is?
No.
You ever been to like one of those sandwich shops where it's like too nice, or it's like
it's like the middle part of the
nipple. I feel like they're putting aioli on everything.
They
these
don't
days.
Listen. They don't do food well in Ireland.
It's called garlic sauce here.
They
garlic
forgot how
sauce?
To grow potatoes at once, Ted. I mean, this is not. Let's not pretend like Ireland knows what they're doing.
No, that's garlic flat. Sauce
saying
is.
That they forgot how to grow potatoes is the same thing as like saying during COVID people forgot how to live.
What are you talking about?
It was a famine that got rid of the potatoes.
Yeah, it was the famine that got
just
rid of the potatoes.
Grow more.
It was a, they can't.
It's fucking stupid.
Yeah, we can't.
Sorry, we're getting off topic.
You're right. Actually, Minx, how does the potato famine personally affected your life?
Oh, dude, this is so bad.
Well, luckily for me, I wasn't born back then. I low-key like would have killed myself because I live off potatoes. Okay. I mean, it wouldn't have been me killing myself. It would have been the famine that took me out. But yeah, no.
Do you have like relatives way back to when that was happening though? Like,
she didn't come from nowhere.
They probably went through that. But like,
yeah. That's why
I'm not gonna cry immigrated. Over my ancestors. They fought through it. They didn't live. I did. I'm fine from COVID.
Yeah, no, the Irish population is still not fully recovered from the Irish potato.
Dude, I'm just scared to even make Irish jokes. I got cancelled for a Northern Irish joke the other day, even though like.
Okay, isn't there more of a political thing? Yeah, there's some shit between like Northern Ireland.
I just said that they were fake Irish. There was a whole thread about that.
I can see how they sided with the English. Well, yeah, I could see how that could cause a problem.
Getting into Brexit on the Chuckle Sandwich podcast.
Yeah, what do you think about Brexit, Minx?
I hate Brexit. It makes my Amazon deliveries take like a week.
Good enough reason for me.
Won't let me fly to see Nikki and Rihanna. Fuck Brexit. Mm. And Scotland wants to leave. Scotland doesn't want to be a part of it. Scotland wants to leave the UK. Shout out Scotland, the homies. We love Scotland. We love Scotland.
Scotland. You're welcome to the sandwich anytime.
That whole area is having some issues with the whole Brexit shit and stuff.
I wouldn't want to live over there, Minx. Right? Like, at a certain point, you think, okay, well, let's move away from that shithole, right?
Uh-huh, and that's why, luckily for me, I'm in the middle of my visa process.
Yeah, you're coming, coming over here. Mm-hmm.
Minx's big move.
Minx's big move. That'll be fun.
So why?
I've just decided that being in Ireland on the time zones don't work, and I think I'm going to force myself into an org because like everyone I keep joking about it because I hear people get money from it and I'm like,
yeah,
but everyone's like, no, you can't get in, you curse too much, so I'm just gonna
headbutt herself,
prove
into
them
org.
Wrong and be like, actually I moved to America because that's where all the orgs are, there's not over here in EU, you know, get my visa, go there, get an org, fight my way in, and boom.
Yeah, and you were saying on the before we started recording the podcast that you stay up until like 6 a.m. to like stay on the time when people are on. Is that because of like that's when viewers are able to watch you? Like, do you have a lot of American audience and stuff?
Yeah, I have a lot of American audience, but early streams are still good too. But I know it's like it's just way more active like at nighttime when I'm streaming. Where if I move to I remember when I got trapped, in California last year when COVID started, from what was it, March to June. Oh. That's when like my viewers started spiking. That's when like the whole blow up happened. Like I just after changing my stream schedule, also because I was a bit of a whore and lover host too. But it is what it is. But yeah, I just want to go back to America now because.
So time zone is a big part of it then.
Huh. Yeah, time zone is a big part, but also no one lives here.
Yeah,
no,
I was just gonna ask like anyone. how many of the people that you typically, you know, make content with are in America versus in Ireland or even in the EU in general?
I mean, that's what I was saying. The reason I got into streaming before Schlatt rudely interrupted me was Emily, an Irish streamer. Like, she played Dead by Daylight and she was like so nice. She was like, oh, you're fun. Like, play with us. Like, you're funny. And then, like, she's the person I started with. And then the only other person I know here properly is like Daniel, RT Game Crowd. But every time we try to meet up, Ireland's in like a strict lockdown where you can't leave your house. You can't leave over 5 kilometers outside your house.
Oh.
So we haven't been able to meet up the past months unless, you know, we try not to be breaking
up. Wait, how do they keep track of that? You can't move more than 5 kilometers yet.
They put a tracker on your, they microchip you.
No,
if you have an address on your license or something, I imagine.
Yeah, no, they've Gardaí like everywhere. Like they'll be hiding. And if you're leaving, it's usually at the edge of the town areas. If you're leaving, they'll be like, who just left? Was it the Gardaí?
They're here.
Oh, wow.
They've infiltrated.
That's police crazy.
I mean, basically. But it's like it's not even working that much. Like back in December, it was so low, and then they opened up everything again for like, I don't know, a week, and we went from 100 cases up to like 2,000 cases so quick.
Minx, let it be known that Texas solved COVID, okay? We opened the state, we got rid of the mask mandate, and then we just stopped getting it.
You know what? I was aiming to go to Texas, and then I hear they had no masks, and now I'm looking at either Seattle or California. Maybe Texas really?
For all you podcast listeners and watchers that just heard what Schlatt said, just want to interject. No.
We fixed it. You don't know what it's like being here.
They're just not. Just nope.
Well, hey, Minx, I get what you're saying, that no one lives in the EU, because I was in New York, and you'd think, hey, well, if you're in New York City, there's going to be other people that do the same shit. But that's not the case. It's like there's no one in New York. Ted, I think you can relate to that. It's like no one who does this job is on the East Coast at all.
Biggest channel in Vermont, baby. Me and the cows. Let's go.
Yeah, Charlie's the biggest fucking YouTuber in Vermont.
Biggest.
It's crazy. And so, yeah, I get wanting to do that.
Just me and cheese out here.
You'd think that there'd be more content creators in New York. I mean, that's one of the biggest cities in the country. So it's kind of strange. But I think that, you know, L.A. and, like, and now Austin, I suppose.
Are we herd animals, do you think?
What's up?
Are we herd animals?
I think we want to be around people that do the same shit. You know? Yeah. I think that's very important for the job. And honestly, I've been loving being around, you know, just people I know in Austin.
It's cool
to see people, you know, coming down and moving here. I think Austin might be the next spot. Ted,
you don't have
to wake up at 8 in the morning and then see all the smog of Los Angeles.
I didn't even have
any sort of online connections with other content creators until 2018.
Yeah,
that was
it took me a long time.
Yeah, that's when it first started for me. But it's definitely like I feel like it's a really important thing if you ever want to take this thing seriously. Unless you have like some sort of really powerful internal drive that like doesn't care and doesn't have any sort of worries about anything in the world, then I feel like you need to know other people that do this kind of stuff. Otherwise, you're going to go crazy. Yeah.
It's funny how different my attitude is, because I 100% left alone would just crawl under a log for a month and just like make a movie and just like crawl back under. And it's like...
Wait, do you ever plan to move, Charlie, from Vermont? I don't even know
I've told it before on the pod. I'll tell it again.
California.
Listen, I tried to go out to California. I scouted it out, and immediately I walked into the sea, stepped on a stingray, walked out of the sea,
can't
and
let
then
that be the reason and then Cali- you don't move to and California.
And then within 100 feet of my house, like the state just ignited into flame.
Okay,
and then
I
left.
I limped off the beach and I
coughed to myself and I looked up and the entire skyline was ablaze.
And then 50 people ran up to him and were like,
and
hey, you want to buy some weed?
And then I swam off the coast of California all the way back around to Vermont, where I've settled down in a nice burrow with some cattle.
A log cabin.
So to actually answer your question, honestly, I'm totally feeling it out. I don't want to jump in anything. And I also know that like, I am very much, I really like green space, and I like having, I don't know, just places to walk and places to go outside and not be surrounded in people is kind of the kind of person I am.
A lot
so,
of hiking
you know,
options.
I don't know where Vermont is. Like, how far is that from
it's
California?
It's on the opposite side of the country.
It's like almost the farthest from California that you could be.
Do you know where Boston is, Minx?
Oh, yeah, I do.
It's two hours north from Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, I am out here, man. I am between the pines right now.
That sounds nice. But
it is nice. I like it. It's very calming up here.
Lots of Birkenstocks.
Lots of flannels, lots of Birkenstocks. Lots of people just drinking maple syrup straight out of the jug.
Everybody drives a Subaru.
Fuck off. Oh my God. Actually, you know, after being banned for 8 years of driving, I passed my driver's test today.
You were banned for 8 years?
Well, okay,
congratulations. We're just going to glaze over the first part. Great job. Excellent
now
work.
I'd like to get into that. I was bound
because my epilepsy. If you have a seizure, you can't drive for 4 years.
4 years, really?
Oh, so yeah, you had a seizure and then 4 years went by and then you had a seizure again?
Yeah, well, they actually, I'm going to fight the hospital. I'm going to fight the free healthcare is great and all until they fuck it up. It was a stress fit. There's a difference between a full blown seizure that you can't control and yeah, it crushed the car, between a stress fit where it's like a mix between a seizure and a panic attack. Mm-hmm. And they counted
Did you start explaining this to them after they brought you back from death?
No, no, oh my God, that was like 10 years ago, Terry, please.
So you wake up from death and you're like, listen, guys, I was a little stressed.
I feel so bad for joking about this, but it seems like you're comfortable
with this. No, I'm like, I hate when people like, every time I feel like, I never talk about it on my stream because they're like, I'm so sorry you're going through that. I'm like, yeah, 10 years ago, I don't remember it. I remember waking up and thinking I fell asleep. Okay, I died, but it wasn't like fucking traumatic.
Have any of you guys fainted before? Just like straight up faint?
No.
No? Maybe. No. I black out a little when I get up really
I've been trying
fast
to imagine
sometimes.
Like what that situation would be like if I was in Minx's shoes, and the only similar thing I can imagine is one time when I was in the Jersey Shore, it was like one morning, and then I was at like a farmer's market, and then randomly I just start getting tunnel vision, and then I wake up and there's like five people standing over me, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, it's like a smash cut, you know what I mean? You're just
it's not necessarily like a smash cut. It's like a slow darkness that comes upon you.
The little sparkly dots that come around and slowly get smaller and smaller until you're gone.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it's like. So it's very disorienting for sure. So I can imagine how fucking confused you were when you woke up.
Okay, if I ever see sparkly dots,
maybe we can do this in the next podcast.
Well,
we can do this.
That's where the cartoon aspect of the stars around the eye, around the head when someone gets hit in the head comes from, because when you start to pass out, you actually
think
see
of that, but it makes sense. You see stars like sparkles. But it's like black stars, it's like sparkly, like white lights as the black fades in.
What about the ducks? Where do those come from?
The ducks?
Do you see, you know when like someone gets hit in the head in the cartoons and it's like bonk, boy-oy-oy-oy-oing, and
or like the cuckoo clock? Is that what you're talking?
Yeah, where did the little chickens that circle around come from? Did you see any of those when you went out?
did a welt the size of a your fucking hand grow on the top of your head?
Yeah, Minx, did you wake up? Were you just in a room full of ducks and the doctors just ignored them?
I think he was asking you, Ted. You're the one.
It was an open-ended question.
It was open-ended. Welcome to America.
Open face.
No, the
like
last thing
sandwich.
I remember when I had the seizure was like not being able to breathe, shaking, and an EpiPen being stuck in my ass, and then one being stuck in my gum. Ooh. Needles put in me everywhere. Yeah.
Fuck that, man.
Jesus.
I'm just trying to make you guys feel bad now because you guys seem like it's funny.
Well, no, I mean, it's funny.
I'm gonna like say the worst aspects. You know, I couldn't breathe.
No,
I was lying there for 2
really
minutes, like
scary.
Choking on air.
Well, right? That's kind of funny. I'm sorry, I'm joking.
This is so bad.
Usually I'm the worst one to be like, well, no.
Well, that's kind of funny. I know it is. No,
well,
I do
hey,
feel...
let's put this flipped car in reverse, and let's go back to the America topic because I think there's more to to talk about.
Oh no!
Why America? What do you like about America? What are the vibes? How are they different here as opposed to Ireland?
Yeah, that's always a fun question.
Oh, I love Taco Bell.
Is that the reason?
And
Taco Bell is
I'm so
really
sorry
good.
To the gays, but Chick-fil-A.
Mm.
I know they're homophobic. Why are they homophobic? Someone fill me in. I just know every time
I
post
just,
a picture.
It's just like the leadership or the CEO or something.
Yeah, something funky's going on in there.
Yeah, it's not like the chicken is inherently anti-gay. It's more like the people at the top of the chain are donating to...
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to spread any misinformation.
Why don't we just murder them?
At least they say my pleasure.
Do they?
They have to. Yeah, they have to.
When you say thank you, they are contractually obligated to say my pleasure. So you just keep
saying contract when they start working there?
No, they don't. That's work. I've never. Okay, I don't think I've ever said thank you to them. Ah, no, I'm kidding. I have.
I feel like but
Taco Bell is pretty
Taco
good.
Bell.
Though.
Ooh, Taco Bell. Ooh, the Cinnabons, the Crunchwrap Supreme, the Doritos Locos Tacos. I cannot
Taco
wait.
Bell used to have, and I don't know if this is something that happened with this one store that I Postmates from, but they used to have these donuts, donut balls with like a cream cheese filling in them.
Go to a donut place.
It was like a churro ball with cream cheese in it, and it was fucking awesome. It was the best thing ever. And I would always order them.
Donuts from Taco Bell.
And then I go to order them one time in addition to my Doritos Locos Tacos, and they didn't have them. And my heart in that moment, my heart broke into a million pieces.
Mm. What's your favorite fast food? Has anyone here has had Cane's?
Yeah, there's a Cane's not too far
Cane's
away.
Is,
I like
Cane's
it.
Is good. And I just want to interject before we move on. Taco Bell shits ass. All right, let's keep going now. We can
Taco Bell's good, man. You don't feel good after you eat it, but it's not even good.
Come on. You just slurp the wet meat out of the soggy tortilla.
Yeah, you do.
And then
you
just shit it out over the course of the next 24 to 48 hours. It's
Charlie.
Not,
actually, no I have a question. When you guys are constipated, do you ever get turned on? Because that's where the G-spot is.
Oh, Jesus
okay.
Christ.
Charlie,
have you ever eaten a Doritos Locos Taco?
Mix, I'm sorry. I love Taco Bell. They're going to stop.
Have you ever eaten one?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so what a wonderful way to invalidate your entire opinion. I am
ignorant enough to preserve my opinion even after having one.
Oh, okay.
Listen,
what do you think about coronavirus masks, Charlie?
Oh, I think they're great. I like that they can't fit a taco into them. It keeps the Taco Bell out of my mouth from that shit-ass restaurant.
Hold on. Before we go any further, please allow us to fulfill a contractual obligation.
So you started your own online store. You're doing what you love, selling products people want, and orders are coming in fast. Now, here's the hard part, shipping those products out. Luckily, ShipStation makes it easy. With ShipStation, it's simple to import, manage, and ship your orders out fast for a lot less money. It's no wonder ShipStation is the number one shipping software for e-commerce sellers with more 5-star reviews than anyone else.
No matter where you're selling, Amazon, Etsy, your own website, ShipStation funnels all your orders into one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even on your cell phone.
You'll even get access to amazing discounts with major carriers, including UPS, FedEx, and USPS.
I call them USPS.
Easily compare carriers and choose the best solution every time. With ShipStation, small businesses can now access the same rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies. Without the contracts or the commitment.
No shot. To ship more in less time, go to ShipStation.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and use our code SHUCKLE for 60 days free.
That's right, 60 days free if you go to ShipStation.com and enter offer code CHUCKLE, CHUCKLE.
That's 2 months free of no-hassle, stress-free shipping, baby.
Make ship happen!
Now let's get back to the episode of the Chuckle Sandwich Podcast.
Yeah. Speaking of the male G-spot, Minx, why did a training kit show up to my door with your name on it?
So for anyone unaware here, I send Slat some butt plugs for fun because I'm sick of men saying they're not going to take it up the ass. Okay, respectfully, if you don't want to, you don't want to, but why is the G-spot there? Okay, question mark. Let's talk about that.
You should have asked God when you got the chance to see him.
That is really curious that it does. It is there.
It is there. You know, like of all places, why is it not in your penis? Wait, how far? What are the curse words? Are you gonna bleep me out? Can I say anything?
I mean,
at this point,
cunt, bitch.
At this point, what do you want to say? Just say it.
Talking about pegging. And
did you try them at all,
butt plug.
No, I didn't. No, I did not try the butt plugs you sent me. I didn't.
Hey,
why?
I imagine it'll just feel like something in my ass. Listen, and it'll be uncomfortable.
Outside of the sandwich slot, you know, off the record. Man.
I ordered a training kit and I also ordered a foxtail. Do you realize how rude that is? Not even to test it out.
Why would I? On what fucking planet do you see me putting a butt plug with a foxtail in my ass, Minx?
In my dreams.
There's so many good berries and nuts out there, man.
What?
Scurry around.
Am I having a seizure?
Yo, Nick Watt from Zootopia is so fucking fine, though.
Oh my
god.
What
the hell is this?
Who? Don't tell me you
wanted
to bring this uncaged
woman onto this podcast.
You're setting a great example for the female race, Minx. You're the first and last woman we're ever going to have on this fucking show.
This soggy,
no,
soggy
I'm not
sandwich.
Putting them. I'm not putting the butt plugs in my ass.
Did you just say
the
female
the
race?
I was gonna just ignore that, Ted. But thank
it
you.
It goes. So the kit comes with like a small one, a medium sized one, and then a fucking huge one. And I looked at the huge one and I said, "No, I don't think that one's for me."
You didn't even attempt. You know what? Okay, pussy. Some people do sounding. Do you guys know what that is?
What is that? Oh, don't tell me. I don't want to know.
Okay,
know
I'll tell you guys.
I don't know if we...
That's you when you take a long, thin metal rod.
Oh my god, he knows.
Oh no, it's this! I want someone to kill me and bring me
and
back.
And you shove it down your peepee hole.
When we're all out of this call. When we're all out of this
down
call.
The peepee hole?
Yeah, like,
down
okay, editors, you can bleep
Ted.
Out everything
down
I'm going to say right now. Yeah, you shove it in your penis hole. It's called sounding.
What the yeah. fuck? Why? What's the goal?
I don't know. I saw it when I was like, you know what? You know what? I don't... Oh, God, no. Actually, maybe... Okay, I understand different fucking traumas for other people. I saw, like, two girls, one cup as a kid, one guy, one jar, sounding. And I, like, I see, you know, where are all those
Well, that explains
gone?
A lot.
No, everyone saw those, though.
I didn't see them. I was scared.
All right, so,
let's see ya.
Take us somewhere new.
Minx, I got a cat recently, and one of the great things about my cat is how much more handsome it is than yours.
Okay, you know what? First of all, that's incorrect.
I'm going to get my cat real quick.
Yeah, well, he's going to get his cat.
Can you get your cat?
Oh, here's the thing.
My cat's sleeping right on his heating
pad
right
now. My cat has
been
cuddling in my arms like a baby the past few...
Your cat's been there?
The whole okay,
here
I'm gonna
too.
No, but in my arms, I'm taking a picture really quick. I know you guys can't. Hold on, let me.
What? Hey,
guys, I'm not gonna take her. I'm not gonna bring her down here. But I recently got a cat as well.
You got a cat too?
Yeah,
cat?
Grace and I have been talking about it for a long. Here, I'm gonna send it in the chat. Okay, I don't want to scare her. So I'm not gonna bring her down right now.
Oh my god! What
right
breed
in the podcast
of
cat?
Chat.
Oh, you're going to see.
Okay. He's got a really wonderful cat.
She is so funny. She
is
so funny.
Such a beautiful feline.
Wait, where? Where is it?
Look at this cat. I'm sending it right now. It's taking a second to upload, okay?
Oh, what a nice cat.
That's such a nice cat.
She is so funny. She is so quirky.
That is such a beautiful cat.
I know. She's just been hiding in a stump.
I really like that cat.
For our audio listeners,
shitting everywhere.
It's not
a cat. Is
that
a beaver?
For audio.
it's a guinea pig.
No, she's built different. She's built different.
She's
okay.
Built different like a.
So what? She's her legs are a little shorter. She looks a little more rodent like. She makes noises like a rodent. And I bought her from a place where she was labeled as a guinea pig. But who are we to put labels?
Is it
on
eating
what?
Its own shit in that picture?
No, that's a it's a fucking food bowl. It's not a
that's
shit
a lot,
bowl.
That's a lot of food. That's like that bowl is the same size as the guinea pig. That thing's
look
gonna be
cat.
Twice its size tomorrow morning.
I don't want to look at your cat, Minx. Your cats are
my
ugly.
The whole time.
Your cats are ugly.
Yeah, your editor's gonna have the best time ever. He's been just sleeping in my arms like a little baby.
Ugly cats.
You're
I've never seen
ugly
a. Cunt. Here's the thing. You got the cats, and you would always send pictures to us, and not a single one of the photos was ever in focus.
Yeah, actually, even the one you like just sent, I'm having a hard time figuring out where the cat is.
Dude,
it kind of just looks like an like that is
oh
a terrible
god,
photo.
Oh my god, what the fuck is that?
That is
what
a
is
good
that
photo,
photo you just sent?
Can you
it's
can
him
you
lying in my arms like a baby?
Looks like a look.
Here,
where's
no,
its
on,
face,
look,
dude?
Look, Here's OBS. His face. I think
if you see the image clearly, you instantly die. So she has to fuzz it.
But dude, like, there's something. They look like they were like in the car with you during that accident.
Oh Jesus! Oh,
like holy shit!
What the
like,
fuck?
They just don't look.
Oh, mixed. My goodness. What are the name? What are their names of your beautiful, beautiful cats?
Oh. Well, I was going to start my little fake crying bit so, you know, he could get canceled again. Cornelius and Zion.
Oh, no, don't let me stop. Don't let me. Go ahead.
Their names. This is Cornelius. Zion, where are you? This is Cornelius. Cornelius, so handsome. So cute.
Oh, yeah. Look at my Jambo. Tell me he isn't more handsome.
Okay. This is the most handsome guy ever. To avoid doing too many visual bits right now for our audio listeners.
My little cat.
What's your favorite part about having a cat? I mean, yeah. I've heard that they're sort of a pain in the ass for a lot of stuff. So, like, what makes it worth it for you?
Stop grabbing my microphone.
Their shit tastes good.
Stop. What?
Minx, you're doing an incredible job of making this podcast really, really hard. Why do you like your cats? Don't say that you want to eat their shit, because no one's going to believe that.
My favorite thing about my cats are they're cuddly cats. Mine actually cuddle. I know all the cats I've like grown up with, they scrob me and they're mean, but mine are like
they
dogs.
Scrob
Everyone
you?
Gets Scottish Fold. No, the other cats did. Not my cats. Scottish my cats Fold? Like me.
No, I was just wondering, you said scrob?
She just said so many words I did not.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, man.
I've just scrob. Never heard the word.
Yeah. What?
Scrob?
Scottish yeah, like, Folds?
Scrob. Like a cat scrobs you.
Like when a bird opens its mouth?
I don't think that's a word.
The blood. It scrobs you.
Scrob?
It is a word. It's
Minx.
No, am I hearing this right, guys? Is she saying scrob?
Listen, scrob. If you're going to get this visa, they scratch you. They scritch scrob. You, maybe, even. But I am proud to say I have never once in my life been scrobbed, and I never intend to be.
Scrob definition. It is to scrape with claws.
How do you spell it?
Or is not a letter.
If it was, that word would be scorb.
S-C-O-R-A-W-B.
Or. You said
what?
You scrob.
What the fuck is or?
Fucking Christ.
S-C-O-R-A-W-B.
Stop doing that. Stop
If you would like
that,
to use it in my
that.
Sentence, my cats scrob me.
That is the. We are back to fucking scrob one. I mean, square one. Shit. Oh my god, I've been scrobbed.
Wow, I guess I learned scrob. A new word today. Scrob.
Wait, I need to pee.
Hands up. This is a scrobbery. That's what they. That's
I'm
what
going
they say.
To pee.
You need to pee?
Yeah.
Okay. Go to the bathroom, and we'll All talk right. about how to fix this fucking podcast. Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, scrob you later.
Hey, hi guys. Welcome to my podcast, Chuckle Sandwich.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Hey, yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, so glad to have you guys here. If you guys could do a quick introduction, because like time isn't like, I'm trying to find more important guests, but I'm so happy to have you guys here. Quick intros really quick.
It's fine.
Hi, I'm Schlatt. I'm the mayo.
Hi, I'm Charlie. I can be the meat.
Mm. Hi, I'm Ted. Butt pieces, smushing it all together.
Okay. I love that.
Was that good?
My first question is specifically for actually anyone who can answer first. Could you spell Jesus without the J and the E? Not spell, actually. Can you say Jesus without the J and the E?
Yes! Anyone? Yes, I can! Yes, okay. I can! Yes, I can!
Don't do it. Don't do it,
Charlie.
Well, I think if I did, guys, it'd be a little...
God.
That was the worst way you could have delivered that.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having us on the sandwich. Everyone, give it up.
I'm actually not done. Okay, this one is to Ted. Hey. What is the craziest thing that you would do for okay, I would say 1,000 bucks. Gifted subs. Like, you get 100 gifted in one go, and you have to do, like, okay, maybe that's too little for you. Maybe you're rich. I don't know your money nature, but what's the craziest thing you'd like as a sub goal?
As a sub goal?
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe I'd do
20 squats.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you go bald? Squats. How many subs to go bald?
20 squats. Go bald.
How many
bald?
Subs to go bald? How many subs to shave your head while you do squats?
Whatever the number is, it's like one higher than Ludwig's. I'd go bald.
Oh.
That is so 170,000
subscribers.
Yeah, that is so obscenely high.
It's a lot.
That is more subs than hairs you have on your fucking head to shave off.
I don't know.
All right, that was a terrible answer. Okay, Schlatt, it's your turn.
Yeah.
If you had to be a clout chaser or a money chaser, which would you be? And let's cut out where you are right now. Okay, let's
money
pretend
chaser.
You're starting.
Money chaser.
Schlatt's eyes are going both directions right now.
Okay, that's fair.
He's
Charlie,
like a chameleon.
That's me.
Which YouTubers do you think would be the worst parents? One woman and one man. You have to answer or you're
a woman and a man. Mm-hmm. Oh god. All right. Worst pair. I'm looking at my subscriptions right now. Let's say we're going with Critical, Moist Critical, I see.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not good, guys. I'm looking through my subscriptions for a female YouTuber. This is not good.
I would say Jake Paul and Tana Mongeau.
Oh yeah, that's
what does Tana Mongeau do? What does Tana
Mongeau
do?
Yeah, but they have money. Like, you know, like they could like get good babysitters. The kid could okay, maybe not.
Jessica Marbles and the YouTube channel Ordinary Sausage. Which with 597,000 subscribers that I watch on the regular.
Hmm. Jessica Marbles?
Jenna Marbles, an ordinary sausage. Oh. Yeah.
Lily Singh and How to Basic.
Oh!
Oh my god. That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I like that one
okay.
a lot.
That was anyway, you were so quick on it too.
Minx, I think you'd be a terrible couple with Mark Rober.
I don't think so.
You don't think you'd get along? Rober? You think you'd?
I think I'm like he's a bit like I'm a bit smarter than him, but
wow.
I think
NASA,
I could
NASA
deal with
engineer put a rover on Mars. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I think
he's
I could, like,
planting your house with elephant toothpaste as we speak right now.
if he tries,
you just open up the door and you get launched back 100 feet.
Just so gone.
All right. Excuse me. Wait. Who did I ask last now?
You asked me a question, but Ted had a much better answer to it.
Actually, okay. I'll just ask questions and you guys answer because that's okay. Interesting. Who do you think would be the worst YouTube parents?
I said it. Next question.
No, I'm not a YouTuber. I'm a streamer. You can't. Fine. All right. Okay. Have any of you guys heard about the math situation right now on Twitter?
The math situation.
No. I've heard about
the
DM one.
You fucking idiot!
You fucking idiot!
It sounded like you said math. So you said
well,
math
you were
balls.
Wrong. Well, you were wrong. Well, you were wrong, and I think it was funny.
Math
editor,
balls.
Your editor will cut out the where it sounded like.
She's
math.
She's gonna cut out all these
math balls.
How do you feel about pineapple on pizza?
Like an
bad.
It's fine. It's totally. You know what? Actually, I would venture to say it's good.
I'd say it's controversial.
I'd say it's nice when you want pineapple on pizza.
No,
how about
just put
that?
Pepperoni on it.
You could put pepperoni and pineapple. It's not like a war situation.
I don't think you should do that.
You totally could. You can just have it. Like if you want pineapple, you want pineapple, but I don't think it needs to be on every pizza.
You know, Schlatt, I'm a little confused on why you sided with Charlie so much on the cookie conversation if now he's saying that he doesn't like Taco Bell and that he wants to fuck the pineapple.
Completely
pizza.
Different, completely separate things. Ted.
I'm just saying, I mean,
yeah,
think
because
about
one,
who, think
everyone
about
can
who you
agree
were agreeing
on.
With. I'm just saying. Think about who you were agreeing with. That's all I'm saying. Mm.
Minx, I'm inverting the sandwich. Hard cookie or soft cookie? Go now. This decision will have immense repercussions for your future.
Well, is it warm? If it's warm, a soft cookie. If it's hard, or if it's not fucking warm, a hard cookie.
You don't want a less warm soft cookie?
No.
I think the usage of the
that's
word
like
hard
soggy
too
out
is a
of
bit
date.
Misleading.
No,
it
no,
also
no.
Makes
no
you
one
think
says no one said
cookie.
Soggy. No one said soggy here at all.
Well,
in
if
fact,
it has a gooey
I want to bring it
like
back
Twix cookies.
And emphasize that a lot of the times the only way to make a hard cookie good is to sog it up in the first place, right?
What the fuck are you?
Do you like a crispy cookie or do you like a soft cookie, Mings?
Probably crispy. Unless it's warm and soft.
Who the hell found this fucking person to bring on our show?
Wait, no. I have one more question.
You've angered the son of a baker.
I have one more question. What are your zodiac signs?
Oh, jeez.
I don't fucking know.
If we answer wrong, she'll instantly leave.
How do you not know?
I had somebody ask me that the other day, and I told them like the wrong one. I said I was like a Taurus or something like that, and they were like, "Oh my god, that makes so much sense." And I was like, "Really? Why does that make sense?" And they gave me a bunch of reasons, and I was like, "Well, that's funny because I'm a Capricorn."
You're a Taurus? That is such a Leo thing to say. Oh, yeah. I am a Leo. I am a Leo. I don't know what it means. That's my star sign.
Yeah, that's about right.
Shut the fuck up, Schlatt. Shut the hell up, dude. I am feeling right now like I am about to embody the element of fire and be in love with life and have a good time.
Yeah, right. Only a Leo would like a soft cookie.
So the Leo and Capricorn trust is 40%. The Leo and Capricorn sexual and intimacy is 5%.
It's literally space racism.
Wait. Is Ted a Capricorn?
I am a Capricorn.
He is a Capricorn. Ted! Oh my god, we've only got 5%, man.
The emotions between you guys is 1%.
What's
the values
emotions?
Is 50%. The summary is that you guys shouldn't be friends. It's 27%. Oh, the
it's
emotions.
It's very interesting how whatever month you're born determines your values. I never understood that.
Yeah. Well, I'm a Leo, so I'm gonna have to disagree with you on
there
that.
There are people out there in the world that will avoid people if they know when you were born.
No, it's not that. No, who? I see people that take it so serious where it's like, oh my god, like in dang.
I mean,
like,
Schlatt said it pretty well. It's space racism.
It's space racism.
Well, let's figure that out after you tell us your zodiac sign, and I can decide.
I don't know
how
what it is. I
and I can decide
do not
how much
what,
I hate
what the fuck
you.
It is.
Schlatt,
what's
what is the month? What's the mer- no, no, no. Birth
I'm
month.
I'm not
going to
say
me,
it.
Give me birth month. Give me birth
no,
month.
No, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. I don't even care.
He doesn't care.
All right, we're going to. If you had to be born, what day would you be born on?
Fucking Wednesday? I don't know.
That is such a cancer thing to say, man. That is such a cancer thing to say.
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess I'm...
Minx,
what's
which one
the
are
most
you again?
Illegal thing you've done?
Jaywalked in New York City.
Ah, come on now. You had to do some more
legal.
Well,
think about it this way. Think about it this way, Minx. Add however much the fine is for that, and then multiply it by thousands of counts.
Stabbed a Capricorn.
Fair.
All right. I got a real story. This was many years ago. It was a dark, cold night. What I like to do is camp out in front of this one building and dump water on the streets and watch the cars swerve over them and flip.
That's leading up to...
In Ireland?
In Ireland.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
There we go. It's okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a lot of airfare. A lot of airfare for a hobby.
I know.
Jesus, Schlatt. And you did this when you were what? 11?
11. Yeah. 11 or so.
11 or so?
Yeah.
Maybe you're more of a Scorpio then.
Wait, wow. No, I got the age wrong. You should be 9.
I was 9. Well, that's when it was.
That's when it was?
You can never tell how old you are when you're ever young.
Time flies.
You have no idea.
Fun.
All right. Hey. Speaking of time, it looks like we're almost out. Minx, thank you for having us on your podcast.
Wait,
but before
one more question. One more question.
Yeah, I want to know. I wanted to ask one more question. Let me do this. You can't just start saying it, dude. Jeez, okay. Louise. I am a Leo and I am enraged.
That's fine. As a Cancer, I respect that and I think that's valid.
As a Capricorn, I disagree.
Well, sorry, dude, I literally don't care.
I wasn't disagreeing with anything specific. I was just generally disagreeing.
Yeah.
Do you have a question, Charlie?
Let me check the charts for today. Can't find the shit that I give. I was actually going to ask if Minx could give us one more question to end her podcast.
Why would we do that? Minx, ask one more question.
But no, I'm stuck between it. How about I ask three and then you guys choose which you want to answer as a fun little group project? You guys got to come together and pick the answer. Okay. I'm going to give you three.
This is fun.
The first one is, and I don't want any interruptions. I want all three questions said, and then you say your preference afterwards.
The first one is,
have you ever had a paranormal experience? And if you had, what was it? Someone's breathing into them. Someone got super excited. The second one is, what is the craziest rumor that, you know, your fans or friends made up about you? And the third one is, what is the most unusual fear you had? So, is anyone like leaning towards a question or
paranormal? I have such a fucking story. Holy shit, Minx. I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight.
Oh no.
For my monster from his slab began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. I just wanted to call it back. Makes the last episode we did of the podcast was a ghost hunting episode.
Yeah, no, I'm well aware. I forgot the cameras weren't on. My head was in my hands the whole fucking time.
Good.
Oh my.
All right. Well, Minx, thanks for that question. Now I raise one to you. Would you rather have unlimited bacon, but also no more games,
or would you rather have
games, unlimited games?
But no, I can't believe we show up for this shit every Minx, week.
Would you rather have unlimited bacon, but no more games?
I hate bacon. So
wait for the question.
You need to hear it out.
Minx, would you rather have unlimited bacon, but no more games, or games, unlimited games, and no games?
You know, it took me a while to come to terms with my answer to this, Minx, and when I found it, I actually found it uptown. I went up there.
Think about it for a while.
I think I'm going to go with actually the first option.
Really? Why?
Say back the first option to him.
Unlimited bacon, but no games. Would you guys fuck Jesus Christ?
What? No.
I thought it was just a little revert.
I don't think so.
I don't know. What's this?
What's Jesus Christ's star?
I don't know.
Sign?
I thought it was like a speed round of questions. I forgot it was the end. Well, thanks for having me on. Everyone else want to answer? Ted, what about you? Would you?
What about Jesus?
Fuck Jesus Christ?
Fuck
no,
Jesus
yeah.
Christ?
No, I probably would.
No, Jesus of Nazareth? He was such a Pisces.
Okay, so. Thanks for watching the episode of the Chuckle Sandwich Podcast with our friend Justin Minx. It was great to have you, Minx, regardless of
also,
what
also, I'm single to anyone watching. I'm single and I'm moving to America. So if anyone, my Instagram DMs are open.
Check your star charts, everyone.
I am a Scorpio. So if we align on the charts, there we go.
Hey, Minx, before we go, is there anything in particular that you want to plug that you do or any projects you're working on right now?
I got a YouTube's coming out. Yeah.
Still working on that lifelong project of getting laid. Okay. Thanks, Minx. See you next time on the Chuckle Sandwich.
Don't just stop the episode.